Four and a half minutes, right?
Come on, do it.
We ready? All right, we'd like to welcome everybody out to the Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023 Harriman City Planning Commission. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. We'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Matt Brooks.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Matt. We do have a full quorum tonight, as well as full alternates as well, so we appreciate everybody being here. We do have one item on the agenda, just checking if there's any conflicts of interest from anyone on the Planning Commission tonight. Okay. With that, we do have item 3.4, which is approval of the minutes for both March 1st and March 15th Planning Commission meetings for this year.
I'll make a motion to approve item 3.4.
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Heather and a second by Adam. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, thank you. That's approved unanimously. We'll move on to item 4.1, which is consideration of a conditional use permit for a come-and-go convenience store, which Sheldon walked through it for us.
Hopefully we get through this quick, being this is the only item on the agenda for this evening. We'll see how it goes. All right, as mentioned, this is a conditional use for a come-and-go located on 126 and Main Street. Widest crossing commercial area, there on the corner. The applicant's proposing about a 4,000 square foot building, 23 feet tall. Has a gas canopy, it's about 90 by 50, with six pump stations. Finished materials, brick stone, aluminum accents and glazing. It does meet the requirements of the C2 zone as far as design standards go. They're providing 21 parking stalls. Per ordinance, they're only required provide 20, but they are providing 21, and they're providing 26% of the site of landscaping, which they're only required to provide 15.
Great.
Again, here's a site plan showing the store there nestled up on the corner. They are providing the front of the building's actually on the north side, so it's actually addressing the parking lot area, the pump stations, but they actually have a pedestrian entrance on the south side as well that's accessible from the public right-of-way off 126th. Again, there's the site showing the layout with the adjacent uses next to it here. There's the landscaping plan, as I mentioned. You know, they substantially have landscaped this, you know, more than what's required per ordinance. Looking at some considerations for conditional use, staff is recommending, you know, that they add an additional pedestrian access to the adjacent lots. As mentioned during the work meeting, and I'm sure you're aware of all those uses that are on the east, all those drive-throughs, we did require them to provide pedestrian access across that entire development, just to provide safe access for pedestrians to cross, because there's a lot of drive-through, a lot of vehicle access in this actual area. So we're just asking the applicant to continue that connection onto their site to provide additional pedestrian access. The site to the east of that lot too, there is a curb cut already with the, you know, because we are anticipating a pedestrian connection there. That may require them to adjust the three parking stalls they have there on this side, or may require them to remove one, depending on, you know, how they decide to put in that pedestrian access. But again, they can afford to lose one parking stall if that is the case. Again, they are asking for a waiver of strict compliance. This is due to the street trees that are required per ordinance to be installed along park strips along public right-of-ways. In this particular instance, there's a gas line that runs through that parking strip, so that, you know, per the easement, mm-hmm. they're not allowed to plant trees there, so they're actually pushing those trees to behind a sidewalk. And, you know, and staff is supportive of that recommendation.
Makes sense.
Of that request, actually. All in all, that being said, staff does recommend approval with the following conditions.
Excellent. Any questions for Sheldon?
Yeah, Sheldon, the back of the come-and-go faces 126. Is that the reason for the, it looks like there's a higher density landscape around the west side and the south side. Because usually on these kind of buildings, a lot of machinery, a lot of empty crates, a lot of whatever's stashed behind the building. And in this case, the behind the building is visible to everyone driving up and down 126.
So you're asking why they're providing so much landscaping?
Yeah, or? I'm just asking, has our ARC committee reviewed this and for aesthetics and said, well, yeah, it's going to be
or
okay.
Or one more screening, is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah, maybe so.
So honestly, I don't know, you know, we do require a 20-foot landscape buffer along all public right-of-ways. I'm not sure why, you know, maybe the applicant can answer this, why they, you know, were adding such, you know, larger amounts of landscaping to that south side. They do have storefront on that south side with an entrance with awnings that covered pedestrian access to entrance to that side. So it is more approachable, I guess, per se. They're not necessarily trying to cover up, you know, any of the elevations on the building. It's not, you know, to mask, you know, utilities or something. It's to, you know, they're just adding additional landscaping.
If I may, I think this is also a reflection of the change in the type of landscaping that we are now seeing under our WaterWise standards, where 50% of the site needs to be covered with live vegetation. So you're seeing, you know, all of these shrubs and decorative grasses and different things. Where you might typically just see lawn in the past, right? So that's where you're seeing all of these plantings. Now, certainly, if there's a concern that the commission would like to make sure that any outdoor storage is, you know, not visible from view, if there's a need to add additional, a screen wall, a knee wall or something, you know, that may be something we could work on.
I thought that was a very good point.
But I think the architecture is...
I mean, we've never seen it all four sides.
Yeah,
it's right. And this was something
it's
that
got
Clint
two front doors,
and
south,
Sheldon
south.
Have worked on is trying to get our partners to kind of dress up this elevation. They've got great connectivity.
Yeah,
they have a sidewalk, you know, perimeter sidewalk that allows for, you know, employees and pedestrians to walk around the building. And so they've done, as you know, Come and Go has worked really well with us on our center here near Town Hall, and they've been a good partner on this project as well.
No, it looks really good, and I like the idea that you brought up about maybe trying to prohibit any of the outdoor, because you're right, usually the backside is not visible, and so they use it for storage and things like that. So I think that's a great point. We may want to ask the applicant if there's any, what their thoughts are on that, and then maybe put another condition on the approval as well.
Well, my thought, I would say almost the opposite. If we give them a screen wall to store something, they will store something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Not even do, no, agreed. I don't know if we want a screen wall. I'm just saying not even allow it at all is my thought. Not even have any outside screen wall, no storage. But we can hear from the applicant.
What they've got here.
Yeah, because, I like the look. I like the feel. I don't want it to get dirtied up with, you know,
right.
Something else.
I'm not exactly sure. You know, this is a project that Clint brought in, but I'm not exactly sure where their service panels are, if they are on the backside of the building. It's not reflected on their elevation, so
yeah.
I'm not certain exactly where those are located. So,
I'll agree with that if the backside is not intended or used for surplus storage.
Because of the nature of the location of this one, I would say none of the sides, but that's my thought. But anyhow, any other for Sheldon, we can have the applicant come forward and talk about some of that too.
Yeah, so yeah, the city, what is the city recommending for the sidewalk that partitions their drive? Yes. Are you thinking like an elevated sidewalk or just a painted sidewalk that kind of crosses?
Code only requires painted. We're not recommending a raised pedestrian crossing or anything.
Can't do any elevated
table color.
Though. Texture or color is what the ordinance states, yeah.
Texture and color, okay.
Well, it clearly defines the pedestrian pathway.
Correct.
Okay, anything else for Sheldon? Well done, thank you. Yeah, if the applicant's here, come forward, present any additional information. I think you heard some of the comments that we had about outdoor storage and things like that. Maybe also give us your thoughts on the sidewalk recommendation or suggested requirement for this as well. Get your
insight. Yeah, my name is Taylor Smith. I work with Galway & Company. We're the civil engineers on this project.
Great.
The biggest challenge we have with the site is the grading issues
around
the side. And so the backside, we're going to have stairs down connecting to it. Around it, sidewalk all the way around. There's really nowhere for us to store out there. We have storage planned inside.
Perfect.
So we're not gonna be keeping crates and boxes outside. And we have the trash enclosure right there that will be utilized. And so we'll make sure it's cleaned up, being a good neighbor.
So you won't have any objection if we put that in the recommendations?
That's fine.
So, great.
I of all the come and goes we've worked on, I've never seen them that be a problem. So
perfect.
I wouldn't imagine that. So if that is something on there, that's not
a, not an issue.
Not great. An issue, just because this is, it's going to, that's the main front there. We want, if we have trash outside, no one's going to come in. So
exactly right.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the pedestrian, the sidewalk that they're requesting with the steps into the next adjacent parcel? Any thoughts there?
Yeah, we planned on the connectivity. That's in the CCNRs also, that going to have connectivity. And I know you guys also have the connectivity, so that's perfect. Not an issue there.
Okay.
The backside is going to be dressed up. There's glazing on it, the windows, so it's going to look almost as the front of the store, but it really isn't. Again, which is with the grading and the layout. And on the top right corner there, you can see on the northeast corner, that is a well site. There's a well over there. Mm. And so having to lay everything out, making sure the tanks are away from that, that's why we put the storefront where it's at. Just the best way to be able to get trucks in and out, delivery trucks, the gas trucks, dumpster enclosure trucks. This was the layout that provide the best mobility for everything.
No, personally, I like the look and feel.
Yeah, any great job on dressing up the
any
building.
Questions for the applicant? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate
you being here.
Thank you.
Any discussion from Planning Commission? Mike, did you have a thought?
One other comment. So one of the standards for commercial development does require service electrical system panels shall be recessed into the building elevation. Access doors shall be screened with landscaping or a solid wall built of similar building materials and color. So we do have a code in here that should be trying to screen those electrical, those utility panels and things, if it was on the on that side of the building.
Okay. Can we go to the slide for the, shows the recommend, or the, what am I, conditions? The three conditions, yeah.
That was three recommendations.
Oh, was that on there?
I thought it was.
Oh. Well, I thought there was, there you go. That's the one I wanted to look. Any other discussion?
Everything looks good.
I like the idea of adding a fourth, though, just to clarify that.
Yeah, I'm good with making a recommendation.
Go ahead.
I recommend that item 4.1, the conditional use permit for the come and go, be accepted with the three recommendations from staff, plus recommendation number four, that no storage is allowed around the perimeter of the building.
Great. We have a motion by Darrell.
I'll second it.
Sorry, was that Adam?
Yeah.
Second by Adam. We'll go ahead and call for a vote. Andrea?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
And Brody?
Yes.
Great, that motion is approved. So thank you very much. No, we're excited to have you here. So any thoughts from the commission members tonight? Want to share on anything? Okay. Future meetings next week is City Council, following week. May 17th is our next Planning Commission, and then a week after that, May 24th, is City Council. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Adam. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you very much.